Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, last week we were talking, as I said, about Operation Transformation and weight and all of those things. We got this email. Hi, PJ, my heart is broken from the culture of fat shaming. This came to opinion at 96fm.ie. My daughter is 6. She started junior infants in September. I bought her a pinafore and a skirt for her school uniform. She didn't want to wear the pinafore after a week. She only wanted to wear the skirt. Then I found out why. One of the boys in her class told her she looked fat in her pinafore. I'm so mad this happened. They're so young to be thinking like this. I'm so sad to think my daughter thought it was okay for him to say it and that she had to stop wearing the pinafore to look better. She's only 5. Well, she turned 6 in January. Not that it matters, but my daughter's not overweight. In fact, she's very tall for her age. There are comments always made about her appearance because she is so much taller than everyone else. That's sad. At 6 years of age or 5 years of age, her daughter is refusing to wear her school uniform because some other kid in school said she looked fat in it. That's really sad, and trying to deal with that and trying to understand that as a parent. Thankfully, not something ever happened in our house, but I don't think I'd know where to start. But it did. It prompted a call then to us from Michelle. And Michelle, you think that, I'm assuming we think that fat shaming like this is learnt, and that it's all in the rearing. Morning.
Hi, how are you? Basically, yeah, I mean, I'm one of 11 children that my mother had, and she reared us to treat others with respect. You know, it's not nice to talk to people the way, you know, that lady explained in her message there to you. You know, I rear my children, you know, to treat others with respect. Being a mother of 2, my kids do come home, you know, not nice things are said to them in school. You know, my children, you know, are very tall for their age. You know, they're quite, you know, blocky, sturdy children. And they come home to me there at times, and, you know, they're being fat shamed in school. And, you know, I try to tell my children, you know, that it's not nice. It's not acceptable. You know, it's obviously, you know, been heard at home.
Yeah.
You know, I tell my children, you know, please don't ever be nasty to other children like that.
What kind of you things know, have they told you?
My children come home to me and they're basically saying that, you know, kids in school have called them fat. You know, being called like a hippopotamus. And my kids come home and they are quite upset. And, you know, I say to them, look, girls, you know, everybody's body is different.
Mm.
We're all built differently. You know, there's kids in your class that are quite small, they're petite. You know, look at their parents are small and petite. Me and your dad are quite tall, we're broad people. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what you look like, it's what's inside that counts.
Mm.
And, you know, you have 2 very beautiful personalities, you're great children, you're fun to be around, and you should be around people who make you feel good about yourself. You know, I try to tell them to avoid children in school who bring them down, who bring their personality down, and just basically surround yourself with people who are positive.
What age are your children?
8 and 11.
Okay, so it's easy at 28 or 38 or 48 to understand that sentiment. It's not that easy at 8. So how do you bring it to their level, as it were?
Like, basically, I sit them down and, you know, I'm not saying my children are angels by any means. I mean, they do come home, they have little spats in school. And I sit down and I say, okay, let's put the shoe on the other foot. What if, you know, this child came up to you and said these things to you? I said, you know, how does that make you feel? You know, does it make you feel happy? Does it make you feel sad that they have insulted you? And they would say to me, you know, it would make me sad. Mm. If they said that to me. And I would say, exactly. You know, you just have to sit them down and basically say to them, you know, it's wrong to do these things. You know, it's not nice, because, like, they do now have a complex over their weight.
Okay.
You know, they're constantly comparing themselves to other children in their class, saying, oh, why is this person smaller than me, or why am I so taller, and why am I bigger than them? And again, I have to say, reassure them, you know, everybody is built differently. And, you know, basically, we're not all the same. If we were all the same, the world would be a pretty boring place. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, kids can be cruel. I know kids will tell you the truth. But as parents, we have to sit them down and say, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and kind of steer them on the path in that sense.
Just come back on something you said there, Michelle. Kids can be cruel. But I don't think kids are born cruel. I think they learn cruelty.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, they see it, you know, online, or they see it in school, or they watch it on television. They see it at home. You know, again, we just have to try and steer them in the right direction and hope that they'll listen to their parents and say, you know, God, I can't do that, because, you know, I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and again, as I say,
children learn what they live, they absorb what they hear.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I myself grew up and I was bullied about my weight when I was in school. I mean, it happened to me when I was out of school. When I used to walk home from school, there was just one boy in particular who used to walk the road home, the same road as me. And every day, without fail that I can remember, he used to shout across the road at me and make fun of me. And, you know, it hurt, and it stayed with me. And up until today, I basically, you know, tell my kids, you know, that's how it made me feel. And I still think about that.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about what you say to other children, because that can stick and it can last.
Yes.
And you don't want to be that person who makes those things stick and last in other people's minds.
And do they take your advice on board?
They do.
Are they good
they
kids?
Do. Yeah, I mean, my kids are good. I mean, you know, we do have ups and downs. They do have their little spats in school, you know, which is normal. You know, one of my kids were waiting on an assessment, you know, nearly 2 years. You know, she has sensory processing issues. But yeah, I try and steer her, you know, mostly what's good and what's not.
It sounds like you're doing a good job. I hope that assessment comes soon for you.
I hope so too, yeah. Please God, it's a battle really, you know.
Michelle, thank you for your call.
Thanks a million. Take care.
Cheers, Michelle. Yeah, it's a six-year-old being fat. Look, children will always be nasty to other children. It's how it happens. It's the way of the world. Children can have very sharp tongues on them. But I stand over that. No child is born cruel. No child goes into school knowing how to be cruel. They learn how to be cruel. And where do they learn it? I would argue to my last breath that they learn it from the adults around them. Jenny says you need to speak to the teacher so they can arrange to have a discussion with the class about not insulting other kids about their bodies. Elaine says it's not just young people, a lot of older people say it too. Oh, I would say the older, the worse, because they come from a different culture where you did meet someone in the street and go, God, you got pretty fat. Like, they will. And so it starts. This is terrible and so bad. It needs to be nipped in the bud, says Moira. Children nowadays aren't children for long with all this going on. The poor little kid. Children can be so cruel. Again, Moira, I will come back to this and I'll die on this rock if I have to. Children do not, children are not cruel. Children learn cruelty. There is a difference. Patricia, lesson for life. People are rotten. Big ones, Patricia. People are rotten. Big ones, small ones, little ones, tall ones. Says Patricia. Patricia reckons all people are rotten in their own way. This is terrible, says Margaret. These children that say things like that are hearing it from their parents. There you go, Margaret. Teach your kids to be kind and caring. Children tell the truth, even if it's harsh, says Michael. Maybe. But they live what they tell what they speak what they see. That's disgusting, but I can only think it starts at home. Here's another one. I refuse to allow my children use words like fat and ugly. I tell them it's rude and not nice. That's from Anita. Poor child, this crap is starting early. Talk to the teachers, says Eileen. Kelly, it's heartbreaking. People should be more positive when talking about others, especially in front of their children. Louise, breaks my heart how cruel people can be. Body shaming young kids for being overweight. It's so sad why people do this to other kids. This is another child, by the way, Louise. This is a child. Schools should be aware of what's going on in our kids' schools. Bullying is not okay. What's wrong with people who say these things to children? Yes, people are tall for their age sometimes. People pass remarks without thinking. This shouldn't be tolerated by the teacher or by anybody else. It doesn't matter what size the child is. They're still beautiful. But for other kids to body shame them isn't right. These kids' parents should sit down with their child and make them understand that judging people for being overweight isn't on. These comments go on. Emma says, this is so sad. It angers me so much. The little girl is made feel inadequate due to her size, even if she was overweight. No man, woman or child has the right to tease and make her feel any less valuable because of it. I'm angry inside right now. We must look at where that boy learnt that it's acceptable to say this. At that age, they're literally sponges. They absorb all the actions and words they see at home. I worry every day about what is in store for my kids when they start primary school. All we can do is equip them.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With skills to believe and internalize their own worth. Feeling acceptance is conditional, and even then, it doesn't seem to be enough these days. Chloe says, my son got a pair of glasses that he likes because he has to wear glasses, and he picked a new shape because he said they were shaped like his dad's sunglasses. He only wore them once or twice, and then I asked why he stopped wearing them. He said people told him he was like Harry Potter, so he didn't like them anymore. He's in senior infants. He's six. That's from Chloe. And Mary sums it all up in three words. Says, that's just awful. Get kids dancing, says Katie. they all love it. Tell them you're taking them out to a dance class rather than an exercise class. They won't be long shedding excess weight. And here's one just to wrap this lot up and take more if you want them. All my life I felt I was a normal weight, but we all had ferocious appetites in our family. We were lucky with our makeup, but you couldn't believe the type of abuse we put up with. Even horrible racist jokes about the famine. There are two sides to this coin, and I feel that the abuse taken by thin people isn't mentioned enough. Just don't say anything to anybody about their weight. I learnt, a caller told me a couple of years ago, I always thought it would be, you know, complimentary to someone to say, crikey, how are you? You look well, did you lose a bit of weight? I always thought that would be a compliment to somebody, until I took a call here one morning and it left me reeling, and not many calls do, that they'd said that to somebody. Oh, look, God, I haven't seen you in a long time. You look well, did you lose some weight? To which the response was, yeah, chemotherapy will do that to you. You see, you just don't say anything. Philomena, on the fat shaming subject, what did you want to say? Good morning.
Well, good morning to you too. What a lovely morning it is here. Listen to me, I totally agree with you. I know a case where a young girl who was 8 came home and told her mother that a member of the family, I'm not saying who, where, when, told the child. Now, this was a woman in her late 50s, told the child, 8-year-old, that she was fat.
Yeah.
Now, the child is a little bit overweight, beautiful looking girl, and for the child to say that to her mum meant that it affected the child and she wasn't happy about it. She was actually crying.
Yeah.
Now, PJ, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here with an 8-year-old who a family member says they're fat? But I agree with you totally. Kids learn from adults. Mm-hmm. It comes from adults. Name calling comes from adults, because there's certain names, and I won't say anything, that kids or us at our age haven't heard from years. And when it comes out, when a child says a word like that, it comes from an adult. It does not come from another child.
Yeah, yeah. I've always believed, and as someone who was bullied myself at school, yeah. Philomena, yeah. Yeah. I've always believed a bully is not born, a bully is made.
And I totally agree with you, a bully is made. And are we living in an often said world in 2023 that these things are still going on?
See, it was a thing in a different Ireland where if you were putting on a few pounds, someone had said to you, you want to lose a stone now, quick? You're getting fat. And we accepted that because we thought that, but no, that's not okay.
It's not okay, no. No, that's not okay. I mean, when I was growing up in school, I was called bucktooth because I had an extra tooth that was growing above the other teeth. And it affected me for years. When I was an adult and I was nursing, I was afraid to smile because that tooth was still there.
Yes.
And that's the effect it has from going back to your childhood, how it continues into your adulthood.
Yes.
You know, it's sad. It's very sad. But I think with children, you're right. And that's why I rang up. I agree totally with you. It comes from adults. This comes from adults.
Mm. Okay. Philomena, thank you. Good point. 0818 96 96 96. You want to join this conversation, feel free. That behaviour, says this call, is the very start of bullying. And you know what? I think both kids here should be helped. If he gets a feeling of power from trashing this little girl about her weight, then he will continue along those lines. That's an interesting take on it. Early intervention could change that. I was bullied all through school, and I think the bullies were not deep down bad people. It's just what they had learnt and how they had learnt to get themselves respected. Well, I'd add to that, caller, I met one of my bullies in later life. We were both grown men with our own families. I met him. And the kind of recognition of, God, all those years ago, you hurt me. And he extended his hand to me. We hadn't seen each other for years, decades. He extended his hand and I took it. He said, I'm sorry, can I buy you a pint? This was a guy who terrorized me for a couple of years in school. He was just horrible. He never hurt me or physically hurt. He was just horrible. Mostly to do with my eyesight, because I couldn't play sport because my eyesight was crap. And I wasn't interested in sport anyway back then. He just gave me an awful time. I met him. And like I said, we're both grown men with our own families. And he extended his hand. He said, "I'm sorry." And one thing I learned from my father, God rest him, was it takes a man to apologize, but it takes a bigger one to accept it. So I accepted it. And we sat and we drank a pint together. And we drank a second pint. And he said, "You know," he said, I was a right little," and he used an awful word. I said, "It's fine. We were kids." He said, "Yeah, but," he said, "you deserve an explanation." He said, "That's what I learned at home. I learned that people would respect you if you were horrible to them." So they had a big family. And he learned to be nasty at home. So it is learned behaviour. Children might learn from parents or other adults, says Paul. But unfortunately, I think they learn more from other children and from online videos. Even YouTube Kids shows content that would insult larger people. Yeah. Maybe, Paul, it's even worse now with that kind of online material. 0818 96 96 96. From my experience, kids can be really cruel to kids who don't fit a normal box. I have a boy who dances. He loves it. He's good at it. But he keeps getting told he's gay because he isn't football mad. He's 10. I totally believe bullies are allowed away with issues, especially in school. Well, that is learned behaviour. Whatever child is speaking to him like that has learnt it. Absolutely, they have. Right, back to the topic of fat shaming. And Siobhan, thanks for holding. Morning.
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. What would you like to say?
Well, all I wanted to say is that a close member of my family, I have three children now. The two older children will be of lighter build than my younger child. And a close member of the family, every time we met her, she constantly calls her fat. So
to her face?
To her face. Now, this started from the age of two, give or take, to the age of, like, she is 10 now. And it's just the fact that now the child only wants to meet the family member because she's afraid of what she may say to her. Do you know, she's a stronger built child, but she's not fat by no means, not to use that word. So we've actually banned the word in our household that it's not to be used, that there's plenty of other words to describe a stronger built person than that word.
There was a generation of people who thought if you were putting on a pound or two, or a child was putting on a pound or two, that child is getting off of fat. You want to watch that? They said it straight out, but I never heard of someone saying it straight to the child.
Oh, God, yes. Like, when we'd go visit, you'd get, God, you got very fat since I last saw you.
This is to the child.
To the child, directly to the child. And we'd say, the lady, okay, is in an older generation. But, like, I used to constantly just go, you can't use that word to a child. Because, you know, but she just took no notice, obviously. You know, so I did put it down to her age. But then again, I'm kind of saying that's no excuse.
Well, it's not okay. It was okay one time, maybe 40, 50 years ago. It wasn't, not that it was okay, it was just done. It's not okay now.
No, it's not. And, you know, it has turned, we'd say, my children, because obviously I keep saying that that's not correct. And it's turned my children off of visiting this person because of what they're, even the older two, for what they may say to their younger sister.
That's,
you know,
that's sad. That is sad.
It is, in every way.
Did you ever get an opportunity to speak to this person and say, "Look, would you mind not saying that to the child? You shouldn't say that to the child, even privately, like."
I suppose not privately. I never winked about it privately, but at the time I'd say, God, you can't say something like that to the poor child. She's grand, you know, but it's just like, you kind of get worn down from it because every time it was the same regardless of what you say.
I know.
So you just, you know, they've learned what you said, really. They've learned not to really be too pushed about visiting either.
That is sad. But you know, that sometimes is why people end up lonely, because if they won't change their ways, people just stay away. That can happen. Siobhan, thank you. 0818 96 96 96. This discussion still open. If you have any more thoughts on fat shaming and calling people fat and calling children fat, and particularly what I was saying earlier on, I don't believe that any child will just call another child that word without provocation, if you like, without being learning it, without picking it up somewhere. No child is born like that.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.